Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Aparajita Nair with the World News. The headlines. India and Vietnam agree to enhance trade, investment and technological partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Vietnamese President Tho Lam announced several measures to keep shared heritage of the two countries alive. US and Iran reported to be close to an agreement to end conflict and relax movement through Strait of Hormuz. In Ukraine, 27 people killed in overnight Russian strikes across eastern part of the country. And Indian boxers ensure 27 out of 30 medals at Asian Boxing, Under 15 and Under 17 championships in Tashkent. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tho Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions.
कल्चर कनेक्टिविटी और कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग के साथ साथ सिक्योरिटी सस्टेनेबिलिटी और सप्लाई चेन रेजिलियंस हर क्षेत्र में हमारा सहयोग नए स्तर पर पहुंचेगा। भारत और वियतनाम का बायलेटरल ट्रेड पिछले एक दशक में डबल होकर 16 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है। 2030 तक इसे 25 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं।
The Prime Minister said, to keep the shared heritage alive, India is restoring the Mai Son and Nan Tao temples of Vietnam's ancient Champa civilization.
भारत और वियतनाम की साझेदारी में विरासत और विकास दोनों का महत्व है। हमारी साझा विरासत को जीवंत रखने के लिए हम वियतनाम के प्राचीन चंपा सभ्यता के मी सोन और नान टावर मंदिरों का रेस्टोरेशन कर रहे हैं। अब हम चंपा सभ्यता की मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट को डिजिटलाइज करेंगे।
प्रेसिडेंट Tho Lam said, Vietnam attaches great importance to the outcome of 50 years of relations with India as well as 10 years of comprehensive strategic partnership. Briefing the media after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Modi and Vietnamese President, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran said, both countries agreed to reinforce cooperation at the level of governments and businesses for increasing two-way trade, investment and technological partnership.
Prime Minister Modi and President Tho Lam acknowledged the growing threats of terrorism, transnational crime, money laundering and online scams. President Tho Lam conveyed Vietnam's support on the issue of terrorism and counter-terror cooperation and Prime Minister thanked Vietnam for their strong support on the Pahalgam attack. There was convergence of views on several regional and global issues of interest to both sides, particularly in the Indo-Pacific and the importance of closer cooperation to promote peace, stability and prosperity in the region and beyond.
Acknowledging the advancements made by the Indian pharmaceutical industry, the two sides agreed to explore ways for the potential participation of Indian companies in the procurement of medicines for Vietnamese public healthcare facilities from 2027. Both the leaders also reaffirmed that defense and security cooperation is a key pillar of the India and Vietnam Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Our correspondent reports, India and Vietnam have agreed on a new trade goal of $25 billion by 2030.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Tho Lam held wide-ranging discussions this afternoon in a warm and cordial atmosphere. They reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Acknowledging the evolving global geopolitical and economic landscape, the leaders underscored the growing strategic convergence between India and Vietnam to promote international order based on international law, grounded in peace, stability, cooperation and prosperity in the region and beyond. Both leaders reaffirmed the importance of maintaining peace, stability, security and freedom of navigation and overflight in the South China Sea while pursuing the peaceful resolution of disputes in accordance with international law without resorting to threat or use of force. They decided that both sides will facilitate market access, including for agricultural products. They welcomed the decision to grant market access for Indian grapes and Vietnamese durians. They also agreed to expedite market access for Indian pomegranates and Vietnamese pomelos. The leaders agreed that the ongoing review of the ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement, ETIGA, should be concluded at the earliest. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The US and Iran are close to a preliminary agreement that could bring an end to the conflict in the Gulf. Sources familiar with the talks have said both sides are working on a one-page 14-point memorandum of understanding. The proposed deal includes Iran agreeing to pause nuclear enrichment, while the United States could ease sanctions and release billions of dollars in frozen Iranian funds. Both sides are also expected to relax restrictions on movement through the Strait of Hormuz. US President Donald Trump has said the Iran war and blockade could end with a deal, but bombing would intensify if Iran doesn't agree to one. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Diplomatic activity surged simultaneously. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met his Chinese counterpart in Beijing, where China declared the U.S.-Israel war on Iran illegitimate and called for a comprehensive ceasefire. Iran, for its part, publicly stated it is seeking a comprehensive agreement with the United States, its clearest articulation yet of its negotiating position. Tehran is currently evaluating a 14-point U.S. proposal, with Washington expecting Iranian responses on several key points within the next 48 hours. The memorandum is being negotiated between U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner and several Iranian officials through mediators. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps indicated that the strait could reopen for transit once threats subside. Markets responded sharply to reports of a possible deal. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Ukraine, 27 people were killed and dozens injured in overnight Russian strikes across eastern part of the country, hours before a unilateral ceasefire proposed by Kiev took effect at midnight. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha alleged that Moscow was intensifying attacks rather than preparing to halt hostilities. In Zaporozhye, 12 people killed after guided bomb strikes followed by Shahed drone attacks. The casualties were reported in Kramatorsk, Dnipro and Poltava region. Meanwhile, the United Nations urged both sides to uphold ceasefire pledges and pursue lasting peace. India and European Union have launched a 169 crore rupees joint initiative to strengthen EV battery recycling capacity under the India-EU Trade and Technology Council Working Group 2. Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, said that this launch is a pivotal moment in the India-EU strategic partnership. He said that as countries' EV market continues its rapid expansion, creating a robust domestic recycling ecosystem is essential for the resource security and environmental commitments. Ambassador of the European Union to India, Hervé Delphin, highlighted the importance of batteries that sit at the core of the green transition. As violence against civilians escalate across Balochistan, a leading human rights organization brought to light the extrajudicial killing of two civilians and enforced disappearance of several others by Pakistani forces. Condemning the brutal incidents, PANC, the Baloch National Movement's human rights department, mentioned that the bullet-riddled bodies of Ajmal Baloch and Saeed Ahmed were dumped on May 3 in the Nalinth area of Pasni in the Gwadar district. India's young boxers have ensured 27 medals in the Asian Boxing Under-15 and Under-17 Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The Under-15 girls team today delivered an outstanding performance, securing 14 out of 15 medals, while the Under-15 boys also performed strongly, ensuring 13 out of 15 medals. Indian boxers displayed both aggressive tactics and tactical brilliance to secure victories. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Vietnam agree to enhance trade, investment and technological partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Vietnamese President Tho Lam announced several measures to keep shared heritage of the two countries alive. US and Iran reported to be close to an agreement to end conflict and relax movement through Strait of Hormuz. In Ukraine, 27 people killed in overnight Russian strikes across eastern part of the country. And Indian boxers ensure 27 out of 30 medals at Asian Boxing Under 15 and Under 17 Championships in Tashkent. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.